Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ash and Sissy with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, there have been 11 recipients of the Miles Government First Nations Arts Business Grant that are now sharing $104,541. The aim of this investment is to support First Nations businesses by maximising business skills, capacity and opportunities for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. These businesses will fall under the arts and cultural umbrella, including fashion, visual and performing arts, and tourism and enterprise businesses. Ahead of the local election on Saturday, the Greens have proposed cuts to road widening expenditure. The party have raised alternatives like rolling out free public transport and reintroducing trams to the city.
In national news, Uniting Care Australia have released an aged care task force report proposing implementation of reforms across the sector. The report emphasises the need for structural reform and more accessible, high-quality care, advocating to provide a safety net to people who do not have the means to contribute to their own care. Uniting Care has called on the government to respond to the report. According to Fresh Food Produce Suppliers in Australia, farmers are losing up to $50 million annually due to supermarkets over-ordering produce and rejecting stock received from farmers after overestimating the produce needed. It is said that one in five growers are losing more than 30% of edible produce just by individual rejection, and that one in four supermarkets expect flawed produce at a low cost or for free. In international news, the first aid ship bound for Gaza left Cyprus yesterday carrying 200 tons of food and medical supplies. Palestinians in Gaza are experiencing malnutrition and starvation at an increasingly fatal rate. The Open Arms ship is the first in a pilot run, which, if successful, could provide life-saving resources to Palestinians. The boat is expected to arrive by tomorrow.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers later in the morning and this afternoon. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an unexpected maximum of 29. There is no current rating for fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au. Thank you.